Blog Talk Radio.
Get ready for a lot of fun and excitement.
Nice tranquility. Be advised, there are lots of smiling faces in this room and all over the world. Over.
It is essential.
Welcome, Earthlings. You have stumbled across The Balance, the only internet radio show that brings you, the listener, a full balance of all the sports. Make sure that you...
And welcome to The Balance. My name is Tom, right along with our my partner in crime and sidekick, Kevin, that redneck from Philly. Kevin, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good, Tom. How are you doing?
I am never better, that's for sure. We got a lot to talk about. This is going to be an hour-long show, our first live show here at CASA.
Come down and join us. It's a great atmosphere. Matter of fact, tonight they have trivia. So, small town is going to be company as well as food.
Sounds good, Kevin. I'll tell you what we've got is we've got the All-Star Weekend. It does not get any better for baseball than the All-Stars. We've got the Home Run Derby tonight. So, that's coming up on Fox, and then we've got the All-Star Game coming up here on Fox. So, what are your thoughts, buddy? The Phillies going to be there, well represented?
Well, we had several people being represented, unfortunately. Chase Utley is injured. Ryan Howard got picked near the end, so he's not a starter. So, we don't have a lot starting this year, thanks to injuries and everything else.
Well, injury certainly has played a plague, and I think that's one reason that a lot of people have steered clear of the All-Star game. I meant the Home Run Derby. Albert Pujols stepped out of the Home Run Derby. Let's talk a little bit about who's in the Home Run Derby tonight, what they're, who they're from, and what they're about. And we know Holiday, he's going to make a big appearance. He hasn't made an appearance since 2007, so... We'll see what's going on here with the batting practice. Home Sweet Home Derby.
Yeah, you know, the big argument is you have to change your swing to be in the Home Run Derby. So that's why a lot of players, for example, Ryan Howard, who filled up good, did not participate this year because they didn't want to have to change up the swing and then risk ruining. Going into the season, the rest of the season, that affecting their swing and lowering their average.
Swing about our swing, right?
There you go.
So Anaheim is a good ballpark. Good atmosphere for a lot of good home runs. Be able to hit home runs. So come here. I think Prince Silver will be there again this year. I think he won it last year.
I believe he did. You know, I don't know. Won't be the matter of fact, he won't be there. Him, Pujols, and Howard, also, even Josh Hamilton, decided that he would not participate this year. So it's guaranteed to be a new winner.
I'm looking forward to it. It's due to come up here at 8 o'clock tonight on Fox. So make sure that you check that out. Make sure also that you email us right now at tbalance@ymail.com. We're taking your comments. You can also follow us on tbalance at on Twitter and check us out on our Facebook page, and we'll add you as a Facebook friend, which you know is very, very important,
yeah.
Right there, Kevin?
Yeah.
So we've got the All-Stars this weekend, and as we know, the National League is very well represented by the St. Louis Cardinals. We've got Albert Pujols, who's going to be obviously first baseman. He's going to be starting there. And then over there in second base from Atlanta, we've got and then first base Albert Pujols. Then in the DH, Ryan Howard. Third base, David Wright. Left field, Ryan Braun. And center field, Andre Ether. and Corey Hart over there in right field, and Molina. That's my guy, and I can't even say his name. Making an appearance out there in catcher. So give us your thoughts and feedback on the American League there, Kevin.
The American League looks good. Not a huge American League fan. I am National League, as far as being Philadelphia. But I got to tell you, the American League is good. Although the only thing I'm saying is the American League is that I've yet to figure out why the San Diego Padres have the lowest ERA of pitching in baseball and have no representatives in the All-Star game. So I've kind of backed off a little bit of the All-Star game this year, just because it kind of bothers me.
Well, when you say bothers you, what define bothers me? Is this a, hey, I'm going to be a baseball hater, or what's your debate on that?
Oh, no, I would never hate baseball. That won't happen. There's some games a lot. The reality of the All-Star game, they kind of lost it. I think a lot of players don't exactly get everything they got. I don't like how the World Series is based on the All-Star game. Because you know what? Let's look at this scenario. Let's say San Diego Padres made it to the World Series. Have the best record in baseball. But because they have no representative on the All-Star game, let's say the American League loses. National League has home field advantage. Is that really fair?
Yeah. Has a lot of power, and we've also got the National League to have some of the top hitters in the league right there. Of course, Albert Pujols, we know very much will be a power hitter in tomorrow night's game. Of course, like we've already talked about, Holiday will be there, and he's got a swing too. We're going to try to get on later on in the broadcast. I'm going to try to get on Mark Timmons, who writes for Dodger Talk, LA Dodger Talk. He is one of the foremost authorities in baseball today, and certainly want to get his input on what's going on in the not only the National League, but the American League, and what his perspective is. And also, we're going to try to get an interview here with the Sports Quest team. I think you spent some time just down there today, Kevin, with the Sports Quest.
We did, and hopefully we'll get to have it here. I apologize for that. Unfortunately, a little bit of audio difficulties.
Audio and technical difficulties.
Yes, we have technical difficulties today. They went a little bit longer than we wanted to, so hopefully those will be here very shortly. You know, Sports Quest is a great thing. It's whether you believe in what your beliefs are. Especially young kids that are going around in the United States or overseas and spending time with other kids. I believe the youngest is 7 or 8 that could be there, and up to I believe 15 or 16 participate and. From there, it takes a lot of time. It's working with them and building friendships with a lot of these other really kids are really good. So it's a good thing. Like I said, hopefully, you're starting to go out of
that. Yeah, I got to bear with us a little bit on our technical difficulties that we're dealing with. This is our first live show, so we've got some engineering bugs that we're working out. So be rest assured that we are working out the bugs, and we'll be coming every Monday night live at 7:30. So make sure you mark that on your calendars. Also, make sure that you send us an email, your comments at cbalance@ymail.com, and you can follow us on Twitter just look up T-Balance. Now, that's capital T, and then all lowercase balance, and then you can also find it on Facebook. Yeah, I spent some time today talking to the kids down there at Sports Quest, and they're a faith-based organization that travels all over the world every summer doing different types of sporting camps for young kids and give them an opportunity to share their talents with a lot of different people as far as they've got soccer, they've got baseball, and a good opportunity to allow these young kids to establish a mentorship and just really give these kids something to do as far as sports goes. And, you know, sports is a very, very important part of growing up, and that's a good organization. Well, hopefully we'll have that uploaded up here very soon. Also, we've got the Home Run Derby coming up tonight at 8 o'clock on Fox, so make sure you check that out. And the good thing about the Home Run Derby is it's just a laid-back time where it's basically, for all intents and purposes, batting practice for tomorrow night. But so you want to check that out. And we're going to be doing a lot of baseball talk tonight. We've got, like I said, we're going to try to get Mark Timmons on the air here. He writes for L.A. Dodger Talk. You can catch his blog at ladodgertalk.com. He's one of the foremost authorities on baseball in the National League especially, but also the American League. So we're hoping to have him on in the second half of the program tonight. So also, we're going to have a number for you to call in. And as also, Kevin, do we have that number up yet on where they can call in at?
Yeah, let me go ahead and get that. Our number is 917-889-8516. That is 917-889-8516.
So if you want to call in, we got a few lines open right now. Give us a call and we'll get you right on the air and give us your questions, give us your thoughts. We're also going to talk a little bit, try to squeeze in a little bit of NASCAR and a little bit of NFL and golf as well. Now, last week was a pretty big weekend in NASCAR, Kevin, wasn't it?
Yeah, one of the things we can look at, a lot of specialty sports, we've got a lot of people like LeBron, Bale, for big money, leaving their hometown. This is a really good NASCAR, and what I call a good old boy. David Ruderman, guy before Michael Walter's racing team, not one of your bigger racing executives than Henry Prost was, for example. But it was good to see in Chicago. He got a second win a year. So that was a good thing to see and have some of your what I call good old boys that just love their sport win. They're in a good shape up in points right now. There was a 202-point gap going into the Chicago first and second place. And now there's only 103 points separating Jeff Gordon and Kevin Harvick. I think it goes followed by Johnson, which is third, Jenny Hamlin, fourth. And then, unfortunately, which will probably get some hate calls or hate mail here on this. The Cook brothers, or Bush brothers, they occurred in the aisle. The two cases are fourth and fifth. Or I should say fifth and sixth, I apologize. So, and then it's all that got Jeff Burton, Matt Kenseth,
which you're here in Indiana. Tony Stewart is a great, great thing for us. So it works great.
Feel for you there. Kevin, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you again.
Somehow we're back online. We had an engineering issue. I guess that I'm trying to zig when I should have zagged a little bit there. So I was trying to get a few steps ahead of us back to baseball there, and I somehow pushed the wrong button. I'm going to leave the button pushing to you.
Leave all the buttons pushing on NASCAR.
I said no button.
I believe we were talking about NASCAR. When we do the point stands, I don't know where we left off. Again, send out the T-Balance at mymail.com. We want to talk to you. We want to hear your comments. We want to hear your points and your thoughts as well. One thing, though, after Chicago, Kevin Harvick in front. Jeff Gordon, Jimmy Johnson, Humphrey stayed the same. Although it changed about 100-point difference, so the points are a little bit closer. Jay Hamlin really from 5th to 4th.
Let's go back to talk a little bit about baseball, and we'll certainly get back to NASCAR there, Kevin. I want to make sure, though, that we spend a lot of time talking about the All-Stars. Dan is the crim of the crim at night tonight. We've got the Home Run Derby, so we certainly want to make sure that we take your calls. Make sure you send us your comments on the Home Run Derby. Who's your favorite? Who is your favorite Home Run Derby guy? Of course, I'm going to have to go with Holiday tonight. What are your thoughts there, Kevin?
Yeah, unfortunately, Howard's not in it, so you know I'd have to go for him. But Howard's up in, and I think I'm going to have to run to Holiday myself.
Well, like we were just talking about, it's becoming more and more the trend that all players, especially your top ones, Howard, Pujols, Trent, decided to opt out of the Home Run Derby, for a lot of reasons, because they put so much into the All-Star game itself, and they're again going back to the conversation that we were talking about earlier, that if you're in the chase for a World Series and you're going to put a lot on the line for that home field advantage. So I think that there's a lot of power in hitting those home runs out of the ballpark over and over and over again. So for just cause and good reason why players like Pujols and Prince and Howard step out of the Home Run Derby, again, we want to make sure that we get your comments. You can tweet us at T-Balance, capital T, Balance, on Twitter. You can follow us also on Facebook, and you can also email us your comments at tbalance@ymail.com, and you can also give us a call, and we'll get you right on the air. Now, here's the thing that we've got to look at with the Home Run Derby. Sorry, I had a frog in my throat. I don't know if it was a bullfrog or just a little frog. But
what I've heard, your bullhead is a bullfrog.
Probably a bullhead. Bullhead? Bullfrog?
Exactly.
So what we're talking about again about the Home Run Derby. Hopefully soon that we can get Mark Timmons on the line here so that we can get him a call in the second half of the program here. Now, just in a few short hours, the spotlight's going to be on Major League Baseball. Prime time, Fox is going to be airing the Home Run Derby. And what we've got is, we've got, it's the State Farm Home Run Derby. We've got to throw State Farm in there, right?
Yeah.
Hey, what are we going to do to get State Farm to sponsor this program? But we'll work on that. But so what we've got here is we've got
American League pitching.
Cabrera is going to be the pitcher for the American League in the Home Run Derby.
I don't see anywhere posted or watching Fox ESPN
who has been chosen to pitch with the National League. So I'm not real sure who their representative
is. Well, Cabrera is with the Tigers. He is certainly a power hitter for the National League. I think he said that his plan is to go deep. So we'll see how that goes. What we're going to do right now, we're going to take a little shift and switch over to Michael Vick. We were talking about Michael Vick last week, and let's go ahead and bounce on that. I guess that the prosecutor has said that he was absolutely not at fault on this, and it had nothing to do with it. So what are your thoughts? I mean, I know we have a lot of listeners, Kevin, that didn't catch us last time, so what are your thoughts on that?
Why would they put this restriction on them? Maybe you guys have some thoughts. Certainly, give us a call and on the number to call in or send us an email on the why. The call in number is 917. It's area code 917-889-8516. Give us a call and we'll certainly be glad to get your thoughts on Michael Vick, the home run derby, and any other sports topic that we talk about, because we're the balance. We give a full balance of all sports, and we appreciate that you guys are dealing with us a little bit on our bugs in the system. We got some bugs to work out. Somebody did spray for mosquitoes, but we'll get all those bugs worked out.
You're not
desperate.
I could get that all
up and get them out here to do the termite control. That's right. You do. You have a termite control
I agree with you 100%.
And when you get paid, it goes back to getting paid this kind of money. Why not earn your money? I understand my money is on the field and winning ball games. Well, that is part of your job. You know, we have jobs in the real world as well. You and I do. We haven't quite been able to demand $100 million an episode on the podcast. Almost there, though.
Well,
there.
I don't know how close you are.
Well, people are talking. They're talking. They're trying to work out a deal. We could be 5 years out yet.
There you go.
They're going to go. but the point is, if we've got an 8 o'clock meeting to go to, if my job is sales, to go out there and sell a product, great, that's my job. That's my money maker. But my job is also to attend sales meetings, to make myself better. And you might think that you're too good for practice, you're too good for camp. Well, if you're on that word team, and we're paying you this kind of money, come to camp. How hard is it?
I pay $3 sometimes. And I have to pay $3 for a golf already sometimes. Also, I have to pay the COD, so when you're making that type of money, whether you want to be or not, you are a role model.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and what are you showing the high school football players that are quote unquote the star shock from their high school players? When you have professional players don't go to training camp,
mm-hmm.
And some people say I'm a little overboard in that, but I don't think I am.
Well, I don't think you are either. I totally agree with you on that. We're going to try and get on Mark Timmons on here in the second half, and we're coming back over to baseball here. I know we're doing a lot of zigging and zagging, but
we
just want to make sure we get the full balance. We want to make sure that we cover everything that we're supposed to cover. Make sure you give us a call, 917-859-8516. That's 917-859-8516. Send us an email at tballance@ymail.com or follow us on Twitter, and that's capital T and then balance and or the Facebook page. So we're connected. We're definitely connected. We're also going to try to get an interview up for you. I'm eager how that's coming. And you can also log on to blogtalkradio.com, search The Balance. You'll find us as well. And we've got a chat room open there, too, that you can talk to us live on that as well. So we got that interview ready to go yet from SportsQuest?
No, unfortunately, Blog Talk Radio and the Internet is not working well together.
Okay.
What's not like an athlete experience with you? Right now, they're not very good friends.
Well, here's the thing. If we can't get that interview up and going for this episode, we will have it out on the very next episode, and we'll have it ready to go. And so just make sure that if you're tuning in to hear the Sports Quest interviews, that will air. If we can't get it on tonight, we're having a little bit of technical difficulties because we are live now. And so we have been running the show taped, and we're live now. So along with live radio, live Internet radio comes all the bugs that come right along with it. So we certainly appreciate your patience. We're down here at the Casa at Rockville Road in 465. You can't miss us. We're right across the street from Lakeview Church. So come on by and say hello and be a part of our studio audience here. Going back to baseball there, out there in Anaheim, a few short hours away, we're going to be starting the home run derby there, Kevin. Besides, home field advantage, do you think that the home run derby serves any real purpose other than just for entertainment value?
To me, it's just home entertainment value.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not helping the batters because the pitchers throwing them are not the same pitchers
mm-hmm.
that you face.
Right, they're not going to be the pitchers for tomorrow night. Not even going to be the pitchers for tomorrow night. These are really gorgeous. We'll have to do some research on that, on those pitchers. If you guys know, go ahead and let us know on the pictures of the home run derby, but I'm thinking these guys are just short of pulling people from the stands. But hey, I throw a few. You know, in the sports question interview today, I was talking to a girl, She's got a torn rotator cuff right now, but she, so I might be able to hit off of her, but she is a college softball player. And she's got an upper hand that won't stop. So there's a challenge going on. I'm gonna hit one off of her. What do you think?
I don't think you will.
I think I will.
I don't think so. I'm going for her.
You're going for her. Hey, you know what? Speaking of being able to pick winners, the octopus picks things. You know that?
Yeah. We talked about that. Tom, you explained a little quick with me. We actually talked about that on the last show, and it is a great thing. I actually saw it on ESPN the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Tom, you can explain what it is. I didn't believe it until I saw it.
Well, what it is there's an octopus that supposedly, and including this World Cup here, the last several consecutive World Cups, have been able to pick the winner of the World Cup, apparently by some food that it goes after. I'm really not sure the method on how it does pick the winner, but it picks Spain, and we talked about this a few weeks ago on the show here. And we talked about the octopus making their picks. And I said, after the USA got out of it, I said, I'm going for the octopus. I'm picking the octopus, and the octopus won. So, Offie wins. We need to get Offie on the show.
Well, you know, I don't think we can call him.
You got all eight lines working?
I think he's got all eight lines busy right now.
So that was a good outcome. It was good to see Spain and the Dutch, the Spanish and the Dutch go after it, and it was a pretty good battle. I know that they went out of regulation time. Here's my thing: any other sports out there, the ball goes out of bounds, the clock stops.
Right.
In soccer, the clock never stops. It's an endless motion. It's an endless play of regulation play. So that proves to be interesting as you get closer to the end of the game. So you soccer fans, go ahead and email us at chiefallens@ymail.com. Give us a call. We'll get you on the air, and let's talk World Cup soccer as well. Because what are we?
We're
the balance. We're the balance.
We're going to cover a little bit of everything. We don't believe in covering sports because everybody likes something a little bit different. Yeah, you rednecks like me.
You're a redneck from Philly.
Redneck from Philly, but I
didn't
get that.
You've earned that title, the redneck from Philly, huh?
I did. You know, some of today's audience speakers and looking in said, where are your jeans and cowboys? So, and I had to kind of laugh at them when they said that.
Where are your jeans and cowboy boots? I'm trying to see if we can't get Mark Simmons on the air here soon, so just bear with us on that. And like I said, he is the check out his blog on LADodgersTalk.com. He is the foremost authority on National League Baseball, predominantly the LA Dodgers. But we're going to get him on the show. We hope, if not, we'll have him on another show. I talked with him right before the program here. I know that he's signed up in an appointment, but he said he's trying his best to get on the program in the second half for us. So we're going to try to get him on here in the very near future. And so bear with us on that. Going back to NASCAR, what do we got coming up this week, Kevin?
This should be quite interesting. We have time about the Cummings over here. We'll come up for that. One thing to see I'm looking forward to is, and thanks to a good friend, NASCAR,
I was going to do a short race.
First short race. Then it's a short race.
We're going to go that together, I believe.
We are going to go that together. We got the Brickyard 400 coming up here in Seattle on the weekend of the 25th and 26th. It's actually 23rd. Of course, 23rd is 23rd. It is the short race that Friday night. And then on the 24th, we have the Busch race. Nationwide. I keep on forgetting that it's no longer the Busch. And next up on all that, I messed up on that. It's actually
nationwide.
Now, here's the thing what I want to know. How can a redneck from Philly mess up NASCAR? I understand you're messing up World Cup, the Octopus. I understand that. But to mess up NASCAR, that's a problem. In fact, I think that goes against your claim to fame as being the redneck from Philly, which goes to show that there are no rednecks from Philly.
Oh, there are rednecks. Just come down the street and out, you'll find out.
Have some of that Philly steak sandwiches waiting and ready, huh?
Some of the best you'll ever have. But it's not... I've heard of all the books. Because 200 miles an hour for an entire day, shifting gears for that size of heat, you have got to be in pretty good shape.
Mm-hmm.
So those boys work out a whole lot of things.
Well, I will agree. Anybody that says that NASCAR is not a sport, well, then they just, they're an idiot.
A lot of people look at it because NASCAR racing is dirt track racing, you know, which
I guess
unless you're redneck, you don't really
appreciate.
But it does have one challenge. This one thing I personally like about NASCAR. If you get your kids that are out there in their go-karts and racing, and they get to that level, just like any other sport out there. You start small, you get up to the big boys. We had a truck race that with a brand new winner, 18 years old, win this week. And at 18 years old, you win a truck race. I'm willing to bet you're probably making more money than the average 18-year-old out there.
I would imagine. I mean, you know, when I was 18 years old, I was working for Hardee's. Flipping burgers, buddy. Flipping burgers.
Yeah, 18 years old,
shut up and
give me another 50 push-ups.
That's right,
18 in
boot
camp. So
this is actually a birthday
coming
up here soon, don't you?
I do. It's the weekend of the Brickyard. That Thursday, the day before we go to watch the truck race, my birthday. Birthday's on Thursday, and the truck race is on Friday.
Well, I'm looking forward to that truck race. I'm like you, it's been the first truck race I've ever been to, so we'll see what's going on. That's going on down there at the O'Reilly Sports Park here in Indianapolis. And then we've got, of course, Brickyard coming up. And we're going to try also to try to do a broadcast from down at the track on a Monday night. I believe that we're going to be able to work that out. We've got a lot of good locations coming up, so you want to make sure that you check out the fan page on Facebook and Twitter. We're going to be posting our updates on there as well. And throughout the day, those of you that have followed me on Facebook as well know that I'm a sports nut. I'm a sports junkie. I update everything between Twitter and Facebook. And you'll see those carry over to the fan page. If you're on our fan page, make sure you check that out. Just if you're on Facebook, just type in The Balance, two words, The Balance. You'll find a picture of me and the redneck from Kelly here. And we're sitting there doing our show, and pretty easy to find us. And just go ahead and hit like and make us one of your friends, and you'll get the updates on that fan page as well as where our different locations and stuff will be as we move along. And coming up here in August, we've got the Colts, first home game coming up here, so we've got NFL just right around the corner, so we've got a lot of exciting things, very exciting things coming up. We've got the Home Run Derby getting ready to start here in just a couple hours. 8 o'clock on Fox Network. So make sure that you check out The Balance. I wish we were on Fox today, Fox.
I wish.
Check out the Home Run Derby, and we're going to be making sure that we keep you updated on that on the fan page and on Twitter. So. Just because the broadcast ends at 7 o'clock tonight, we're going to still keep you updated on all of our interviews, and we'll have our interviews uploaded. I believe we can upload them on Facebook. Here are our engineer there, Kevin, you think that that's a possibility? We can get that done?
Yeah, I'll go ahead and make sure they are uploaded. The case name Facebook, I'm not sure if it is your size. So, but I will figure out a link or something to get them on there. One thing I refuse to do is
try
and beat me in the end.
Not going to beat you down, huh?
Others will beat me down.
We're going to get Bill Gates on the show. We get Bill Gates on the show. What do you think?
You know, I don't think he's going to do
our show. So let's talk a little bit about your favorite topic. We've got LeBron James that just went to Miami Heat. Now, here's my thing. You know, I've got to mention this. You know, Jesse Jackson came out yesterday on his little comments about LeBron James. And here's my thing. Seriously, Jesse, come on. Now, I think everybody out there can agree with me on this, that LeBron James is not being kept down by anybody. Not the Cleveland Cavaliers. LeBron James is the last person that Jesse Jackson needs to be an advocate for. So, Kevin, I know you got some thoughts on that, and I'll try to see what his comments are.
You know, when you make $110 million for players, they should shut up the players for you.
That's right.
I cannot grasp the concept of how you pay that type of money. So, you have players starting to find out that $7.25 an hour and will sweep streets to survive and make a living, and yet you've got $110 million a year to play basketball. And the worst part is, he was not the only one. Wade also made $110 million a year in the deal. And Bosch, I believe, made $110 million in that deal. So between three players, he has $327 million coming out 6 years of basketball. Where is our economic struggle? But the economy is faster than it entirely different. Because I don't understand it. Yeah, we are at the office of trivia. And come on out. We want to find out. No matter where we are, we want to hear. Come on out. Have a good time with us. And let's go on Facebook and join us. Make our friends and fans. And let's all be, how they say it, one happy family.
Right. It was Jesse Jackson that made a comment on LeBron James, and you were talking about that earlier. And what I'm doing right now, I want our listeners to know exactly what that comment was. And you can certainly Google it. It's Jesse Jackson comment, LeBron James. And there's plenty of stuff on there. This is in response to a comment made by, correct me if I'm wrong on this, Kevin, wasn't it a comment made by Howard on Howard Stern's program I guess here's what it was. I guess Howard Stern agrees with Jesse Jackson's comment that his contract with the Cleveland Cavaliers was equal to slavery.
Article right now. But I'll tell you what, if you could pay me $110 million for slavery, I might have to put a sign on that contract.
I'd be a slave for $100 million. I'll tell you what, I'm a slave for a lot worse than that. I mean, I'm in nowhere that much debt, but I'm a slave to my debt like most of us are. But nowhere near $100 million. So I would be a slave for it. If you pay me $100 million, I'd be anything that you want me to be.
Hey,
well, then rhyme and
reason. I'm saying, man, you pay me $110 million, and I'm not going to argue with you. I will suffer to play basketball. Well, I mean, I've tried to look that up, and I haven't been able to find it yet. But I would like to know what he made in Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
So if anybody has a please, do me a favor and email that to me at phil@flymail.com. Because I'd like to know what he was making Cleveland that was so bad that he was a slave to play basketball for that low amount.
Yeah, here, if nothing more, then nothing less, and that's just money, more money in Miami. It's all about the money. And, you know, he has an opportunity to win a champion. Well, so he says, you know, here's the thing. Here's my thoughts. Even if he wins one championship, no big deal. Michael Jordan has won a championship.
Yeah.
Many people have won championships, so that doesn't make him a standout deal because he went to Miami and won the championship. Two, three? I think he's going to have to win four championships to make this move a move that we're going to be talking about for years to come.
Here's the art. How can you fill the words that they use the art? It is the interview. But I've got to read this one paragraph. Howard Stern agrees with Jesse Jackson that LeBron James contracted the slavery. You know, I didn't say that. Constamount.
What's that mean?
I don't know. What's that mean?
Did
we'll just
start.
I don't know. We don't have
the dinosaurs are extinct, aren't they?
They are. Rednecks don't use them. The slavery that Dan Gilbert is the equivalent of a guilty slave master.
Really?
Yeah, that's what they say.
Now, why is that? The contract made the Cavaliers a slave master.
I don't know. But, you know, Howard Stern is very lucrative. He knows they blank lunatic. They should take away the franchise from him. They should strip him naked and hard.
You know what? Seriously, Jesse, come on. You've had your day in the spotlight. We don't want to hear any more about what you have to say. You know, it's not about bringing down the black man or keeping the black man in slavery. I don't even want to get on the whole racial conversations that article implies. Here's the thing. If there's been any sport out there that has pushed or excelled the freedom to express themselves, to make an unlimited amount of earning in the African-American community, it's been the NBA. Certainly, if not to be construed as a racial comment or anything like that. But the last thing that Jesse Jackson needs to be saying is that an owner of any NBA team is equal to a master, a slave master. It makes no sense to me at all.
Yeah. This is even better. I can use my stupidity here easily. This is really amusing.
Drinking beer and NASCAR.
This is Howard Stern. Here is how I look at it. LeBron James, extraordinary basketball player, is suddenly in the slavery system of the NBA. And this is the reason that he calls it slavery.
Mm-hmm.
And I call it slavery because it's I paid salary. He said, no, I paid slavery. But nevertheless, I might not be very old, but I don't think I've ever heard of slaves being told you will play basketball and I will pay you millions of dollars. But that's a different subject, yes.
Go ahead.
And I call it slavery because I paid slavery. But nevertheless, they have this salary cap nonsense. You know what? With the economy as they are, and you have people leave their homes daily, I agree. There should be a salary cap because if they can afford to pay that much money, then you want that money needs to get a homeless shelter and everything else. Anyhow, sorry that on that rampant. Here's a guy who put himself in basketball. Notice the owners don't have salary cap. They can make as much money as they want with their franchise. Well, Howard, you are right, and that's called the privilege of being a business owner.
Well, that's the way I look at it, is the NBA, MLB, NFL, it doesn't really matter. If you're one of these team owners, you own a business. And the players are high-paid employees. Let's face it. They are high-paid employees. They are paid very, very well for their talent. Just like any other person that you may hire and pay well inside your company, you pay them for their talents and their ability to perform on the court. So, you know, here's the way I look at it is if a business owner wants to or not to pay a person a certain amount of money, that it's 100% their choice, and at the same time, if the player doesn't want to work there, i.e. the employee doesn't want to work there, there are other jobs, i.e. other teams. So, you know, I didn't talk enough about LeBron James. We've got about 8 minutes left in the broadcast. Go ahead and finish your email at tbalance@ymail.com. You can also follow us on Twitter. That's capital T, Balance on Twitter, and you can also catch us on Facebook. Just search The Balance, and we'll be right on there as well. Now, next week, we'll be coming live at 7:30. Is that correct, Kevin? We had a little bit of technical difficulties. And also, I would like to apologize to those who tuned in for the Sports Quest interview. We will get that on, and we will make sure that that is played on the very, very next episode. We're also going to try to make sure we get Mark Timmons on the next episode. And you want to make sure you want to check his blog out, ladodgertalk.com. And also, we'll have different updates as far as our locations and stuff on Facebook. Also, www.takemeouttotheballpark.com has my own personal blog, so make sure you check that out. And it has a lot to do with baseball and the happenings on baseball, and plus a lot of different events that I personally will be at. So make sure that you check that out, www.takemeouttotheballpark.com. Kevin? What are some of your thoughts as we go into the Home Run Derby, NASCAR? Any last thoughts here?
Yeah, I don't have a lot of.
Go out and watch your local baseball
game. Go ahead, you're eating that.
We're in Cleveland. I'm sorry. Cleveland is the last.
July 4th, my wife and a bunch of us went down to the Victory Field and watched the Louisville Bats take on the Indianapolis Indians. Although we did lose that, we tried to rally and the rally cap on. But you know, it's just a good opportunity for you to support your local economy, to support your local sports. So you know, probably within driving distance, if you're not in a city that has a minor league team, there is a team within driving distance, but also real close to Indianapolis here. We have the Fort Wayne Tin Cap, just straight up 69, which is an affiliate for the San Diego Padres. So really, there's a lot of teams out there that represent your local community. Also, you know, your local high school sports and stuff. Make sure, again, our email is tbalance@ymail.com. Follow us on Twitter, capital T, Balance. And then you can find us on Facebook, The Balance. Well, we're coming to an end of our first live show. We survived it. It wasn't as painful as we thought. We had a couple bugs. Again, let me tell you that we will, on the very next broadcast, have the Sports Quest interview. I apologize that due to some technical and unforeseen issues with that, we were unable to air that tonight. But we will have that on for you in the very next show on Monday.
And then also we'll have Mark Timmons on the very next show, we hope, as well. Kevin, go ahead and take us out of here. Video picture on there, especially you redneck friend.
Yeah.
Hey, make sure that you check out the Home Run Derby coming up at 8 o'clock, and then tomorrow night is the All-Star Game.
I say you have a good night.
Yeah.